Combating music piracy in China has been at the bottom of the government's barrel of intellectual property reforms for some time. But Chinese producer Gao Xiaosong's announcement that a July 1st deadline had been set to end illegal downloading was a warning that the industry was about to undergo radical restructuring. A collaboration between government, content providers, and record companies will attempt to move China's online music market into a new era of copyright protection and fair compensation for artists. But will the millions of Chinese netizens who are accustomed to free music resist the change? Thomas Riemer, founder and CEO of web-based content provider 88TC88, says that piracy will not become obsolete until people have a better alternative.
I believe that to combat illegal downloading, you have to offer a legal alternative. Otherwise, people will stick to what they know, you know, because people are not mean by stealing content. They just do it because they don't find it anywhere else.
Riemer launched Paishouba, a mobile download platform that provides Western music, games, apps, and ebooks to Chinese consumers. Paishouba is drawing a diverse group of Western artists to the Chinese market by allowing them a safe sales platform.
We support the artists, you know, with us, content providers, and artists get paid, and we enable a better, you know, ecosystem. But now more and more companies are following suit. And I think that has to do with government initiative, as well as people understanding that they are losing or actually not getting a lot of revenue if they don't enable this market to earn money.
Statistics published by China Audio and Video Association show that China's 2012 copyright market was valued at 40 billion yuan, but it only generated 800 million in actual revenues. Although it is difficult to accurately quantify the impact of music piracy on revenues, it is possible to predict the negative effect piracy has on an industry's development. Piracy eats away at artists' incentive to create. Over time, this will limit the market and result in a shallow content pool. A survey by Beijing-based research group Music 2.0 found that one-third of Chinese music consumers are actually willing to pay for downloads if it gives them access to better content. Associate Professor Jean Haijun, a specialist in intellectual property at Renmin University Law School, says China's music industry is ripe for reform. Jean compares the current state of the music industry to that of the film industry in the early 2000s when illegal downloading was rife.
Like several years ago, that's also the same problem, illegal downloading for movies or the television series episodes. What the lessons can be learned is that the government and the industry join together to make the things better. They crack down the illegal one at the same time to pay the royalties to movie producers.
After the government cracked down on illegal movie downloads, the domestic film industry experienced a renaissance, boasting over 30% annual growth rates between 2004 and 2009. Many factors contributed to that growth, but the motions to fight piracy certainly played a role. The July 1st deadline has passed, and many attribute this delay to the failure of the various parties to come to an agreement regarding the new changes. For CRI, I'm Jordan Lee.